And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is no fun at all. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Humdrum Way, Swedish punk, all the way. They started in 1991, Tony.
Wow.
And they've got an album out now called Grit, and that was a track called The Humdrum Way. What I want to know is, what is No Fun At All's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ No Fun At All Band.
Facebook.com/ No Fun At All Official. Paulie B, Internet 1, Tony 0. It did get me thinking, actually, when I saw Swedish punk 1991, I thought, wow, that is a long time that a band's been going, but that is a Swedish sort of pop punk band. And it did get me thinking that there, since punk first happened, Tone, I would argue there have been more sorts of punk than there was popular music before punk. How about that?
We're coming up to a movie for, what, 40-odd years of punk, aren't we?
Yeah, that's the weird thing about stuff now, that it happens and it stays. It doesn't go away, does it? An example of that is the fact that in the car right now, Tony, I've been playing Cypress Hill.
Oh.
I've been getting into a bit of retro hip-hop, mate. Black Sunday, what an album. One of the reasons also that I say that is one of the many incarnations of punk was became known as UK 82. and it actually happened between 80 and 83, but became known as UK 82. And the reason I'm saying that is there's only a new Cherry Red compilation out, Tone.
Oh, is there?
There is indeed. This is the follow-up to Action Time Vision. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read out the press release, or most of it, all right?
Sure.
So, Burning Britain, a story of independent UK punk, 1980 to 83. You see, what a link. It's out on the 27th of April. And Burning Britain offers a mix of indie punk classics, rarities and obscurities, drawn from genre-defining labels like Riot City, No Future, Fallout, Clay, More to Hate, Anagram, Step Forward, Small Wonder, WXYZ, Wonderlet, Spiderleg and Flickknife. Many tracks make their debut on CD, others have long been out of print. All are out-and-out punk. The set includes around 50 punk classics, which troubled the official indie charts back in the day. Burning Britain's a sequel to 2016's 4-CD box set, Action Time Vision, which documented the independent punk revolution of the late 70s. Burning Britain is the first ever box set to properly tell the story of the early 80s independent punk scene, nicknamed UK 82, when the music went underground and thrived outside of the major label framework. That's the thing, that punk kind of had its day, didn't it? And then it went, it didn't go quiet, it went unfashionable and people got into new wave and other stuff. But there was still punk rock going on and it took a harder edge, as you can see from this, Tony. Because with 114 tracks, the long form 4-CD box set follows previous acclaimed compilations from Cherry Red dedicated to post-punk, and all the ones that we've covered before, basically, to the outside of everything, Silhouettes and Statues, all sorts. The 64-page booklet includes authoritative band biographies and an insightful foreword by respected punk commentator Ian Glasper, author of the book Burning Britain, which inspired the title of the box set. Big names from the early days of punk, the Damned, Angelic Upstarts, UK Subs, Cockney Rejects, the Addicts, the Lurkers, and Chelsea are joined by all the key bands from the next wave, including Exploited, Anti-Nowhere League, Discharge Blitz, GBH, Toy Dolls, Vice Squad, The Business, Peatland's SG Babies, Boys and Girls, and Conflict. I should just say that one of the main bands in the UK 82 scene were anarcho-punks Crass, who are not featured on this album because of issues with licensing of the music.
Ah, right, okay.
Which is explained in the foreword by said Mr. Glasper. However, it is brilliant, right? And it's, as I say, 4-CD box set. So what we're going to do over the next 4 weeks, we're going to feature tracks from the CDs one disc at a time.
Excellent.
Lots of it is very, very brutal. And I'm actually ignoring a lot of the brutal stuff and playing some of the stuff that's less brutal,
okay,
that's more radio friendly. But we're still going to be properly rocking out with some of it. So, and also, I've tried to pick bands off it that I've maybe got a little story about myself in some cases. So we'll see. Anyway, but it does mean that we haven't got a joke this week. So if you do have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email comedy suburbs, and we'll hopefully read it out next week. So I won't be doing that whole press release again, although I will be mentioning Burning Britain throughout the show over the next few weeks, because Action Time Vision was such a big hit with listeners to Punky Radio. It's only fair we do this justice as well, because I have a feeling a lot of our listeners are going to want to buy it.
Quite a few bought the last one, didn't they?
They're 4CD, but I actually haven't checked how much this one's going to be, but it'll be between 25 and 30 quid properly, and it is well worth it.
Cool.
As if to prove that, we're going to play two songs off it right now. Stay tuned for D-Mob. First up, Tone, Poison Girls, Brighton Anarcho-Punk. They featured lead singer Vice Subversa and also one of the members of the band, Lance D. Boyle, and both of them have sadly died and are no one longer with us. We do seem to have quite a lot of death on this show of late.
Yeah.
They do, however, have a website that is worth a look at. What is it, Tony?
Poisongirls.com.
Poisongirls.co.uk. Oh, mate, you're not getting a lot of luck so far. Polly Beans it to Tony Neil. This is Pretty Polly.
Thank you.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was D-Mob and a track called No Room For You. D-Mob were a Gloucester band and have quite a mad history, Tony. They have a current Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/dmobofficial.
facebook.com/dmod-18634-3505-146. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't said default URL, have they?
Haven't said default URL. But in their defence, they have been going since the very, very early 80s.
Right.
So they're not expected to be au fait with social media. But it's very easy to sort out. There's quite a few of these bands, these UK 82 bands, Tony, were from the Gloucestershire, Wiltshire area. It was quite a Warminster scene. It does seem that whereas the first wave of punk, if you like, was pretty much London, Manchester and one or two others.
Mm.
The second wave, when it went all indie, was just all over the place. All of it, Shantung. Loads of small towns had really great bands that came out of them during that time. It was indeed the sound of the suburbs, Tony.
Lovely.
Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio, or search Punky Radio. Leave us a comment, do get in touch. Comments over messages, please. We cannot guarantee replies to messages, but we do like reading your comments. I only got one this week.
But it's a good one, yeah?
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Poco's been in touch.
Oh, hello, Poco. Just before you start, I have had some correspondence with one or two other listeners who have experimented playing Punky Radio on Alexa with skills.
Okay.
And they do find the way Alexa says Goopa Goopa very funny.
Excellent. We haven't had Poco in years, and now we're hearing from almost every week. He says, fuck a duck. I really hadn't heard of the band Chelsea before, and because of that, I would like to nominate myself as Twat of the Week. With regards to only ever saying bad things about Paul, that's because you deserve it. However, to balance it out, I would like to let Tony know that he is a massive letdown, as he had never followed up on his amazing feature idea of what's in the trade today. He had a pure moment of genius when you pair were discussing why you don't see White Dog Poo anymore. I think this was early 2016, but never did anything with it. So Tony is a failed genius, which is worse than being a successful loser. I'd like to nominate Tony for a twatting also, please. A bit harsh.
Well, first of all, I've got no recollection of that feature whatsoever.
I vaguely remember saying what's in the trade today. I do remember that.
Right, but you don't know why.
Just because we don't see a lot of white dog poo. I can't remember why we started talking about poo though.
Yeah, but why would poo have been in a tray?
It might have been when I was feeding the cats the raw food and they were eating a lot of bones.
Right.
I think I noticed that there was a lot of white poo going on.
Ooh.
I think.
Right.
I have quite a history of poo. But
you do, don't you? You have
a history. Yeah.
You have a very close affiliation to it.
Very interesting. But there you go.
I've also had mine. Fair share of cat poo problems myself.
So
the second thing is he's getting it later in the show.
Yes,
that's the plan. Poco, you are getting it later in the show for that Facebook comment, which we will revisit at the end of the show.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah,
so that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la la la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Well, I got a new band for you now, Tone. Or new to us, anyway. Band called Popes of Chilli Town. London ska punk, mate.
Lovely.
And this is a single from a new album that's out in 3 weeks' time. And I'm very excited about it. They're very, very good. And I think you're going to like this a lot. What I want to know is, what is Popes of Chilli Town's website?
Popesofchillitown.com.
It is. Tony one, Paulie Beans net three, and this is Get Off, Get On. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Popes of Chilli Town, and that's cracking. Now, I should just mention before we get on with the next bit that Rich Morton sound that you're hearing underneath us right now, there are two CDs out by him or them, call them if you like, and they are beautifully packaged. Type in Rich Morton sound to that there internet, you'll find him. You also find him on Twitter, and he's very good at answering your questions. So should you like to know more about the CD, why not try it? Lovely bloke as well.
Cool.
And Popes and Chilli Town team, utterly brilliant as well. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Went to the cinema.
Oh, did you?
Went to see Ready Player One.
Is there a chance of a movie review here?
I can do a brief one.
You could, well, as long as you do the theme tune.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Yeah, it's just amazing,
isn't it? Yeah, we'll see Ready Player One. Spielberg job. Good film. I'd read the book. I really enjoyed it. It's very fun.
You read a book?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I've eaten the occasional one, but I knew it was coming out, and it was quite a... it was one of those books where people really loved it, so I read it. It was very popular. Set in the future, but everyone's kind of obsessed with the 80s, so it's lots of geeky throwbacks to the 80s and computer games back in the 80s and 70s, things like that. So the film is not quite as geeky as the book, but it was it's good. Yeah, a bit of virtual reality. Everyone plugs into a virtual reality to escape the real world, and I enjoyed it. It's worth watching. It's good.
Well, that's a thumbs up. That's an extremely in-depth interview there, Tony.
Yeah, I think if you want a bit of fun, it's good. I don't know. It's very popular and it's been out a while. If you read the book, be prepared for some changes. If you haven't read the book, you'll probably enjoy it more because you're not comparing it. But it's a very good film.
Well, that's always the case, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. I had the same problem with Jurassic Park. But yeah, it's a similar thing to that, really. But yeah, it's good.
I had the same problem with Bod.
Oh. that's my movie review.
That was it. Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey,
a little bit of extra there, Tony. I like it.
It's kind of a positive review.
Yeah, well, do you know what I did last weekend? I had our mate Skid came down.
Oh yeah,
I think Skid for ages, and he came down Friday night and we went out and we had a good old sesh.
Yeah, is he alright?
Excellent catch up. He is alright, yeah, and we had an excellent catch up, and we went to the Lion and saw a pub rock covers band, and then I of course took him to the jewel in the crown of new bases, which is the Pelham,
right?
And he was suitably unimpressed. And then we came back here, had some drinks, and listened to Punky.
Oh,
I mean, I think it's the first time I've ever fallen asleep listening to me.
Right,
lots of other people have.
Freaky.
And then on Saturday, we had a walk around Nottingham and took some photographs, but more of that in the future. And that's what I did last weekend.
And it went well?
It went very well. I'm just starting to see the fruits of his labour.
Beautiful.
And they will be showing up on Facebook. If I get around to it, I might even put one on the Punky Radio page. Who knows?
I posted some pictures last week. They did very well.
They did, didn't they?
Didn't they just?
Oh, didn't they include the band Chelsea?
They did.
Let's keep this going throughout the whole show. Right, we're going to play another track now from the Burning Britain compilation, out very soon on Cherry Red Records. This is the From the Vault section. What I normally do is when we play a lot of old stuff, we do a new one in this bit, but I wanted to play 5 tracks off the first CD. And the only way I could do it on the show without upsetting the apple cart was to do it this way. So I'm playing it now. So this is one of the best known bands from that era that are still going. They've never stopped. GBH, Tony.
Hmm.
Or I should think Poco is just hearing for the first time.
Probably.
One of the original UK 82 bands, along with Discharge, arguably, who have also kept going, and just like in some capacity or other, but GBH, who are now signed to Hellcat Records, who are the American label that are sort of twinned with the Warped Tour and Go Kart and all that stuff.
Okay.
So they've kept going, and they have a new album coming out very soon, in fact. What is GBH's Facebook page?
facebook.com/GBH official.
Well, I was about to say yes, but I think it's facebook.com/GBH.official. But I'm going to give you the point, Tony. I don't think I can do you out of a dot.
Okay.
That's a bit rude. So I think it's facebook.com/GBH.official, but do try GBH official as well. You do have to put in more to Facebook than GBH to get GBH.
Yes.
Unless you want that sort of GBH.
True.
Yeah, I think. Which makes it Tony 2, Poorly Beaten and Internet 3, and suitably after that, this is No Survivors.
Yeah.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was GBH No Survivors from the Burning Britain 114 track 4CD compilation, out now or out very soon on Cherry Red Records, of which we will be featuring over the next few weeks. Just in case you didn't already love it, we'll be playing even more. But even when we've played all the tracks we're going to, you'll still have about 90 to get through at least. It's great. And the booklet with it is superb, and it's got a brief history of every single band, and some of the brief histories are really, really funny.
Oh, great.
Right, Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yep, thanks for gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK, but it is again. So, I've got a couple this week. First up, this Saturday, it's at the White Hart in Corby, which I believe we've featured before.
I think we have.
So, the Garage Punk Night with the Witch Doctors, Cult 45s and the Lost Tombstones.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
Yeah.
We play Witch Doctors quite a bit on the show, and they're absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, so if you are in Saturday night in Corby, do check it out. I mean, I think they have lots of bands on there, so if you are in the area, you probably know about it. But do go and check it out. That particularly good gig.
It really will. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, is that it?
That's not it. I've got another one. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
So he says, first, accept my apologies for being a couple weeks behind. I'm currently tanning my pasty ass in Mexico. However, I couldn't pass up the opportunity to get you to say Leighton Buzzard again.
So I thought it'd been said in a while.
It's been a while. Thought I'd avail you of this gig. So again, Saturday night, the 21st, Crash Induction play the Wheat Chief in Leighton Buzzard with support from Saving Sebastian. And it's free, and it kicks off at 9.
Fantastic. Just brilliant. Any excuse to say?
Leighton Buzzard.
And while we're there, we might as well say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
There you go. You get so excited about those things. Right, yeah. So is that that?
That is it. That's all I've got.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, I think we ought to play another song.
Okay.
How about the third single from the Dharma's new album, Creepiest Creep, that's out right now, Garage Rock, as we just mentioned, Garage Rock, from Bromulla in Sweden, another Swedish band, Tony.
Ooh.
And we do rather like the Dharma's, and we have played them quite a bit. What is the Dharma's Bandcamp page?
Thedharmas.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 3. The Dharma's is spelled thedharmers.bandcamp.com. And this is Kiss of Dario.
Left us all.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I should think we'll play something else from that album as well before the year is up. Who knows? Are you doing anything this week?
We started sanding the floor at the weekend, and obviously we didn't get it finished. So I think we're going to be doing more sanding. I think we have to get the sander back out of the hire shop and spend another couple of days doing it. So
I've seen your sander.
Yeah, it was a beast.
But I somehow didn't notice it to start with. And you went, it's out in the hallway, and I went out in the hallway. Blimey.
It was like an old-fashioned Hoover.
It's a kit. It's massive, yeah. Isn't it?
I think the next one we'll get is the... we've done all of that. I think I can get a belt sander next. And sort it out. It didn't... The big one doesn't really do it evenly because the floorboards aren't really straight. So it kind of does the top bit, but...
I see. I thought you wanted to sand your belt. I thought you were going crazy.
No, the belt's fine.
That's fine.
But yeah, that's it. What are you up to?
I'm going to be in London on Wednesday.
Oh, dear.
Having a very important meeting that could lead to something absolutely brilliant around Christmas, or could lead to nothing.
You're going to be Santa.
I just can't give that away. but I can exclusively reveal to Punky Radio listeners that this meeting is not about me becoming Santa.
Oh, okay.
Although I am looking increasingly like him.
Mm.
Albeit slightly malnourished.
Right.
If there's a malnourished Santa, that job is mine. if they decide to make bad Santa on a budget...
Bad diet
you'd
Santa.
You'd see me in it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, I could too.
Mm.
I just need to find myself an entertaining and evil midget.
Hmm.
Is that right, or should I say little person? I'm now confused.
I prefer dwarf myself, but I don't think that's any better. To be honest,
I can't remember what Billy Bob Thornton calls him in the film. But whatever he calls him in the film, that's what I want.
Right. Okay.
I'd say that's what I want. That's not actually on my Christmas list.
Right. Should be.
But anyway, so I might have news about that in the future.
Cool.
And if nothing happens, I won't. I just won't mention.
Okay.
So that's my big thing for Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I've got a meeting at a stately home in North Notts, Tony, that may also lead to some information in future weeks as well.
Oh.
Mm. Yes. How very intriguing. What a web I weave.
You do.
Yeah. But none of that's as interesting or as important as the fact that we're going to play another two tracks from Burning Britain now.
Excellent.
As I say, the Cherry Red compilation comes out April 27th. 114 tracks over 4 CDs. Absolutely brilliant. Stay tuned for a band called Action Packed, who I'd never heard of. But first up, a band called Cron Gen, who I definitely have heard of. And my mate Floyd, who was the guitar player that joined after the first guitar player, John Thurlow, left, who used to effectively be my neighbour when I lived in Hitchin in the 90s, and who is now sadly also dead after falling down the stairs on Halloween, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't spooky, it was just sad. But yeah, he was in the band. The band is still going. And the band have had something of a resurgence. I also know JJ out of the band as well. And I always thought they were a Hitchin band, but according to the sleeve note stroke booklet on this CD, they're actually from Letchworth, Tony, which does make more sense because when I was in the first year of Hitchin Boys School in 1981, a bloke called Noel Yates came in with on his sports bag. He had Cron-Gen In-Yen written on it, and no one ever knew what it meant. And I asked Cron-Gen about it. I asked JJ, he went, I've got absolutely no idea. But people just started writing it.
Right.
But yes. So anyway, we're going to hear a song from them first that's on this here fabulous 4-CD box set. What is Cron-Gen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cron-Gen Official.
Facebook.com/ConGenBand. Unlucky, mate. It probably be Internet 4, Tony 3. Just to mention as well that ConGen were formed in 1977, but their first album didn't come out until 1982 on Secret Records. And this is a track that I think may have been on it. This is Reality.
Dogging.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It was Action Packed and a track called London Bouncers. Action Packed, Tony, were an extremely young band from Stanwell, which is at the end of Heathrow Airport runway. And I think when their first single came out, I think if it would suggest in this booklet and the research that I did that at least one of the members was only 14 years old. They only kept going for about 4 years. It's almost like they gave up being a punk band when they became adults.
Right.
But I'm not so sure about that. No. And I don't know what they did after that. That's what I should have looked up. What happened to Action Packed? Action Packed, spelled Action and then Packed, P-A-C-T. What is Action Packed's Facebook page? Because they do have one.
Facebook.com/Action Packed.
Facebook.com/Action Packed UK. Hmm. Action Packed Talk. Hmm. Which has just made it Paulie B Internet 5, Tony 3.
Right.
Shame, man. You were doing really well there, but hey, it's understandable, and you were very close.
Thank you very much.
Now, have you got a twat?
Well, kind of, yes.
You kind of do, don't you? All right, let's hear about it.
So, yeah, so don't forget, if you do have a twat to nominate, make sure you do email me. That's email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. If you just wrap that up there in an email and send it across to me, my email address, I will get it.
Yes, and the section is called Is a Twat.
It is, yes. And yes, that's right. Type in Is a Twat. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, please do title your email Is a Twat. Otherwise, it won't be taken seriously and bad things might happen. Hmm. As I'm about to Poco.
Yeah. So Poco got in touch via Facebook. And says, for fuck a duck, I really hadn't heard of the band Chelsea before, and because of that, I would like to nominate myself as Twat of the Week.
Yeah, so first of all, he's done unnecessary swearing, which we won't have on this show, Tony. The only person allowed to swear properly on this show is you.
Thank you.
And you do it tremendously well.
Only a few weeks.
I do swear, but I only when I'm proper riled about something. But you sometimes come up with absolute filth.
A little bit.
Yeah, which I greatly appreciate.
Thank you.
So he did that. He also suggested that we made him something we don't do via Facebook.
Mm.
There's something we don't do being Twat of the Week. What is this Twat of the Week, Tony?
I don't know.
He's not the first one to say it. Are people misinterpreting the show in some way? Is this a twat? Mm. So I think Poco, from you know where he's from, for not saying is a twat.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
So you go for it then.
Okay, so for submitting a message through Facebook for a feature we don't really do, was because he called it the wrong name.
And also for not having ever heard of Chelsea.
Oh yeah, mainly that as well. Poco from Hucknall
is a twat. But nevertheless, thank you very much to the Alexa Skills thing, which has led to hilarity in small quarters.
Yes, he has done us a favour with that one.
Yeah, he has, but he's still a twat.
Yeah, there he is.
All right. One last track this week, Tony. Now, I'm going to come out straight out with the name of the band.
Okay.
The band is called Murder House, and on their Facebook page it says Murder House, or on one of their pages it says Murder House, the only band in the world called Murder House, which is confusing because when I first looked up Murder House, I found another band called Murder House from Canada or somewhere, and I got very confused. So anyway, this is certainly the only band called Murder House I can find in the UK. Brighton sort of punks, Tony. I'm calling them sort of punks because, well, you'll see when we play it. This is the start of this song sounds as camp as Christmas, I have to say. And I found it very entertaining when I heard it and liked it very much, even though the subject matter is a little darker than the simple fun I was having. However, what is Murder House's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Murder House Brighton?
No, it's not. It's facebook.com/ the real Murder House, but Murder House, the E in the middle of Murder House in murder is replaced with a 3. So they'd obviously found out there was other Murder House stuff going on. The song that we're about to play can also be streamed free. If you go to that page, the Facebook page, you will find details about it. Anyway, send it up, Paulie B Internet 6, Tony 3, and this is MTV Tweets.
Strangers too often about my mental health and the diamonds that have been lost, and it's hard to figure out, makes me happy or sad. I keep telling myself it's progress, but the process keeps me pores in the past. Two steps forward and two bloody slumps. fuck it all. I won't answer the phone. No one even talk.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have enjoyed what we have provided you with musically, if not verbally. No time this week, Tony, to talk about the fabulous Commonwealth Games and arguably my favourite bit of the whole thing, which was the netball final when England beat Australia in the last second. Absolutely brilliant. Don't know whether you saw it. Doubt you did. It was on at like 4 a.m. Yeah. I was stupid enough to stay up for it. And it's the first time I've watched netball for the right reasons, Tony.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-U-D, U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's A-N-D-R-A dot S-E.
Yes, and thank you to both of those who are carrying the show. And also, don't forget, you can have a go at listening to us on Alexa if you have skills. Is that right?
Yeah, if you go to the Amazon store and you search Punky Radio Podcast, it will come up. You need to install the skill on your Alexa, and then you can...
Oh, is it skill, not skills? I've been calling it skills. Alexa skill, is it?
Yeah, it's a skill, or they are skills. Yeah, so just the thing's a skill, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't really understand that. No real surprise, is it? We'll be back with more alternative music, punk rock, and more UK 82 punk from the new compilation out on Cherry Red called Burning Britain. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Gapoo.
But you can't.